audio candy. It's been ages, hasn't it? I woke up a few minutes ago, so it's very likely you're going to hear me clearing my throat kind of frequently and whatnot. So, for that, I apologize, but... and also potentially sneezing, because I feel like I'm going to sneeze, oh gosh. But I feel like I don't like editing that kind of stuff out of my rambly audios, because I like my rambles to feel more human, I guess. Well, not really more human, but, like, you know, I like them to be totally raw, in the natural, you know what I mean? So, I'm not sure 100% what I want to babble about, so I'm just going to let this record as I babble, and it'll turn into whatever it turns into. I guess this is a look into Whisper's mind? Maybe? I don't know. Possibly? I don't know. Okay, so... let's see. So, I have a really bad sleep schedule. I'm not currently in school or anything like that, although I'm trying to make plans to go into school. So, right now, I pretty much just live my life day to day, like, you know, cleaning around the house and, you know, helping out with errands, but that's about it. That's all the productivity I do. Everything else is dedicated to, like, my hobbies and my interests. So, I'll be up, like, all night on my computer, just like, you know, oh, I'll go to bed at, like, 1 or 2 in the morning, it's fine, but the next thing I know, it's, like, 4, and I'm like, fuck. So, I have a horrendous sleep schedule. Like, it's really bad. And, today I woke up at, like, almost 3 in the afternoon, so... you know, internally, I'm just like, oh my god, I slept way too much. Luckily, my parents didn't care too much, so that made me happy, but, oh god. Nothing is more disorienting than waking up in, like, the late cusp of the afternoon, right before the evening kicks in, you know? It's like, I don't have a good morning. I only have 2 program settings of good afternoon and good evening. Good morning is good night to me. But, you know, jokes aside, yeah, my sleep schedule's just awful, and I've been wanting to try and fix it, but I don't know, like, every time I try to, I end up getting hooked on Reddit or some other thing, and I'm just like, I can't stop myself from immersing myself in what I love. Well, crap, you know? So... I'm hoping that I can fix that soon, hopefully. I can get back to a relatively normal sleep schedule and wake up at, like, a normal person time. It is a journey. So because I ended up waking up so late, it turned out I didn't have to really help out with anything today, which is kind of nice, but also makes me feel really guilty, because I'm, like, the kind of person who... really likes to clean, whether, you know, I might put up a fuss initially, but it is kind of, like, therapeutic to, you know, sweep and vacuum and clean stuff. I really like it. It's very ritualistic for me. So, when I don't have the ability to clean, I get kind of upset. And, so I feel kind of guilty, because it's like, I wanted to help Mom and Dad out, but, you know, they ended up taking care of everything, so I wouldn't have to worry about it, and it's like, oh, I'm sorry. So I feel really bad that I wasn't able to help them out. But because they did the part of my day that's generally very busy, now I have really just nothing to do but, like, pursue hobbies and things that I like doing. So that's always a fun thing to do, I guess. So all of this leads me into what I really want to ramble about. So... I don't know if all of you are aware or anything like that, but I also post over on another subreddit called Gone Wild Audio, which is an 18 and up subreddit, so if you're under 18, don't go there. Don't listen to the majority of my audios. Stay away from them. You will be okay. But, I also very rarely post to another subreddit called Pillow Talk Audio, which is really nice. And, you know, I was having a thought today, because I felt the recording inklings kick in, but I knew deep down in me I didn't want to record something that was 18 and up today. I was not in that kind of mood, nor was I really in that kind of mindset. Like, right now, if I had to describe my mindset, I'm in a pretty just, I'm taking it easy and I feel relaxed kind of mindset, and I don't really want to do anything, like, you know, porn-related, for lack of better words, for a little while today. Like, I just want to focus on making rambly audios and stuff, and that ended up leading me to the thought of, I feel like I want to make use of Audio Candy and Pillow Talk Audio more. Because, yes, most of the time I post to GWA, but, I don't know, like, lately, after I posted my more emotionally driven audio there, I haven't been feeling in a very erotic mindset. I've been thinking and feeling more like, I just want to take it easy and unwind and have fun for a while. And I feel like part of that requires me to kind of step away from doing porn for a little bit until I've kind of felt more prepared to start recording stuff of that nature again, because the most recent thing I did for GWA, it started off like my usual kind of audio, where it's more just me describing a fantasy and stuff, but then it kind of evolved into a very emotional mess. I was crying, I was just very emotional, and I remember after I recorded the audio, I pretty much stopped crying right after I hit the stop button, which was kind of nice. But I do remember, the first thing I thought to myself after I recorded that was, what the fuck just happened? And I was very worried that I had ruined what I recorded, but when I listened back to it for the sake of editing and whatnot, I determined there was nothing that I needed to edit. Generally, here's a fun fact, I don't edit my audios at all. Like, I do very minimal editing, if any. This is only because I like my audios to feel as natural as possible. I want it to feel like you are in the room with me. So, yeah, excuse me. But, and I got a lot of very sweet supportive comments on that audio, and, you know, I'm actually really proud of it. Like, looking back on that audio, I'm very proud of it because I managed to take something that could very easily have been just another, you know, not to look down on the other audios or anything, but I took something that could have started off as very lust-ridden, and I turned it into something very emotional and very heavy, in a way. Not heavy in a depressing way, per se, but I think there are parts of it that could be considered depressing, and I was in a very weird headspace after I recorded that. It took a good couple days to get out of that mindset, too. Like, I was still kind of in and out of that mind state yesterday. Really, it was more when I woke up, I was still in kind of that weird floaty headspace. But now, I'm happy to say, like, pretty much, like, once I had eaten and had some fresh, cold root beer, and I started to clean my room and stuff, along with cleaning the kitchen, I actually started to feel significantly better. And I think a lot of it had to do with, like, having all that tactile stimulation with me. You know, I have the food in my mouth, the root beer is cold, it's rushing in my mouth as well, and I can feel the fizz, and I can feel the fizz going down, and it's refreshing, I love the taste, you know? Like, I tried to focus on all of my senses, and it kind of helped to reground me again, which was very nice. So, after I recorded that audio, I determined that it's probably not a bad idea if, for a little while, I stay away from doing audio porn stuff until I feel ready to kind of expose that side of myself again. It's not that doing audio porn makes me feel bad or anything, it's just, I feel like it kind of takes away from time I could be recording for the more wholesome subreddits where I don't have to touch myself or anything like that, you know? Because sometimes a lot of what stops me from recording is I'll want to record, but I don't want to record something erotic, so sometimes I'll kind of force it, which isn't good, you know? And that's why today I've come to the conclusion that I'm wanting to make use of Audio Candy more, and I want to make use of, Pillow Talk Audio more as well, because sometimes I'll be in a mood where I crave to be close to somebody, and I'll crave intimacy, but not sexual intimacy. You know, I just want to cuddle. I just want to say sweet things to a person. I want to comfort somebody, you know? So I feel like I'm gonna end up becoming a lot more active here and on PTA, which I'm pretty hyped about, actually. It's kind of a refreshing peace of mind, I guess, because it's like I don't have to hit record and do anything naughty. I can just hit record and be myself without the sex, and I know people would still enjoy my stuff. You know, it's a very comforting thought, because sometimes I do worry, like, with my rambly audios and stuff, like, do people genuinely enjoy this? Do people genuinely want to hear me not doing something that's, you know, sexual, you know? I admit, I'm not a fan of using words like naughty or dirty to, you know, talk about sexual stuff, because, you know, it just happens as a form of habit, but, like, I don't think that sexual things are necessarily dirty or naughty or whatever. I think they are perfectly natural and there's nothing wrong with it, but that's another ramble for another time. You know, for lack of better words, it's refreshing to hit record and not be doing or saying something sexual for a change. It's nice that I can just kind of think as I'm thinking in the moment and really just roll with it, you know? I really love the community here at Audio Candy. Everybody seems very kind and very supportive. And I see a lot of familiar faces from GWA as well. I think that kind of helps add to the feeling of community and closeness for me. But there are, like, a lot of you who I actually don't even know, or I know very little of. And I'm hoping that by hanging around these parts more, I'll kind of come to see a lot of you as more familiar faces and people that I'm aware of, you know? Let's see. I'm not sure what kind of stuff I'd be doing for Audio Candy much. Like, given how I am, I feel like a lot of my stuff is just gonna be ramble audios, you know? But I don't know, we'll see. Maybe I could do some cute little scenario-based audios. I'm not sure. I'm not very good with scripts. This is kind of funny, but, like, I actually am pretty bad when it comes down to scripts, because I get so nervous. Like, if a character is nervous, it's more likely that the script is going to sound very natural with me. But, like, most of the scripts I see, it just doesn't really fit me very well. So, when I, and not only that, but, like, a lot of the time, like, I'm just better at talking and making a scenario on the spot. If I haven't done it for a while, I can be a little rusty at first, but I like to think that for the most part, I'm actually pretty good at crafting a scenario, so that's always a good thing, I guess. Yay! So generally, I don't do scripts. I prefer to just speak from my mind and let everything happen as it happens. And I keep getting really cute ideas that I want to do for Audio Candy for you guys, but I'm not gonna say what they are, because I want to keep them a surprise, you know? I want to leave everybody in, like, shock and awe, and by awe I mean, oh my god, it's so cute, not awe as in, oh my god, I'm so surprised. It's a pun, but a really stupid pun. That's another thing about me, I like to make really bad puns. Bad puns are the thing that I live on. Bad puns give me life. Reply to this with one of your favorite bad puns. I'd love to see, like, just how bad you guys can get when it comes to pun making, because sometimes I like to think I'm the bad pun queen, but I've had friends outpun me before, and I'm very curious how many of you can actually, like, come up with a really, really cringe-inducing pun. Those are my favorites. I like the kinds of puns where you say it, and people just give you a look. They're like, why did you say that? Or you hear an audible, ugh, like, you know? Like, the signs of frustration that you said a really stupid pun, but you did it. And whenever I do that to my friends, I always get this, like, stupid, I'm so smug little grin on my face. It's like, yeah, I made a bad pun. What you gonna do about it? Ay, you know? It's pretty goofy, but, you know, it's okay. It's fine. So, yeah, I don't know. I want to do more scenario-based stuff for Audio Candy. Like, I want to do more scenario-based audios that aren't, like, 18 and up, because I have had a lot of really fun ideas in the past, but I've never had the courage to, I've never had the courage to go through with making scenario-based audios that were not of a sexual nature, because I never knew if I was going to execute them okay, but admittedly, I've been feeling a little more courageous about it lately, and I think I can do it. I think I'll be able to pull it off decently and do an okay job with it, so hopefully it all comes together okay, you know? Let's see. Is there anything else on my mind at this point? I wonder what I'll be having for dinner tonight. Like, I'm a humongous glutton. Like, if you looked at me, you probably wouldn't really be able to tell, you know? But no, I'm a fucking glutton, like, to the ends of the earth. I am a glutton, and I primarily love to eat sweet foods. Candy, cake, cookies, love, 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 love them. But one of my other favorite foods is rice. I'm going to sound vaguely like Haneo from Love Live. If you know what that is, congrats. Rice is probably one of my favorite foods on the goddamn planet. White rice is okay, but it's not my favorite. I really love brown rice the most. Especially, there's a specific brand I'm thinking of. I adore the Rice-A-Roni brown rice that has, like, the little carrots in it. It's so good. One time, my family made it for dinner, and I remember that they took the leftovers of the rice and they put it in a container and put it in the fridge for the next day. But I ended up getting hungry, so at midnight I snuck into the fridge and I took out the rice that was hidden away, and I ended up eating pretty much the majority of it. And my parents were laughing the next day. They were just like, oh, look at you eating that rice. And I was like, uh-huh. Food is one of my favorite things. Granted, I can't really cook, embarrassing as that is. I can't really cook well. But, I mean, I'm learning, so yay. Sometimes I feel like I'm behind people in my age group. Like, most 18-year-olds already can cook and drive, but here I am, age 18, I can't cook beyond, like, instant food and whatnot. I mean, I can do some stuff, but not a lot. And then on top of that, like, I can't drive or anything like that. So sometimes I feel like I'm kind of behind people in my age group. So it makes me feel kind of sad if I think about it too much. But at the same time, my mom is an amazing cook. Holy shit, she's so good. If you were to put me in front of a thing of food that mom made and I ate it, I'd be able to tell it was her food right away, you know? There's something very comforting about a loved one's cooking, you know? Like, they took their hands and they made it, you know, they made all that stuff into a very delicious meal, and it's just really rewarding and nice, you know? It's just like, I hope that I can cook the way mom can someday, because she's really good at what she does. I love my mom. She's wonderful. But yes, Yeah, I always wonder. It's kind of nice because, like, every day, part of my favorite parts of the day is to sit and ponder, what am I going to be having for dinner? Or what am I going to be having for lunch? And for lunch, I just had a couple of pieces of chicken. But I think here in a moment, I actually want to go ahead and make myself a bologna and mustard sandwich. It's one of my favorite sandwich types, and if you've never had bologna and mustard, you are sorely missing out. You have to try it. You must do it. It sounds disgusting if you've never eaten it before, but the flavor is amazing. Once you actually sink your teeth into it and you eat it, and you let that taste absorb, it's a really unlikely combo, but it's so good. You must. I specifically use yellow mustard. Not a big fan of honey mustard, honestly. I don't know, like, yellow mustard's my favorite. One time I tried to eat a tiny amount of it straight up, and it was kind of a weird flavor, so I was like, ugh, you know? It's like when you eat a pickle, and you kind of pucker your lips a little, because they have that, like, I don't want to say sourness, but they have that particular strong taste. Reminds me of a time where I recently ate a pickle, and I remember my only thought after I finished it was, too much pickle. I can't handle spicy foods well. Spiciest I go is about, mild Slim Jim. That's pretty spicy to me, which goes to show how much of a baby I am when it comes to eating spicy foods. Although I do like to eat buffalo wings sometimes. Those are freaking amazing. I love those. Those are good. But I don't eat them all the time or anything either, because spicy foods, they make my mouth cry. So, anyway, yeah, I'm getting all, see, when I ramble, it tends to go all over the place, but let's bring it back. I want to make more audios like this, where I can just relax and talk about whatever, and not have to worry about, like, oh no, did I just ruin the recording, or oh no, it's not focused, or oh no this, oh no that. Like, it's nice to be able to record something and not feel like I'm, oh, you know, wasting someone's time. You know, not feel like I'm, you know, not feel like I'm required to do something that's 18 and up if I don't want to do something of that nature at that time. You know, sometimes I forget that I'm part of Audio Candy. Sometimes I forget that I'm part of PTA, and today, after remembering that I am part of these subreddits, I decided I'm gonna come back to these places, and I'm gonna do my best to put more content out for Audio Candy and PTA. I mean, hell, maybe there's gonna come a time where I'm not as active on GWA anymore, and I'm more active on these parts. You never know. It could very well happen. So, who knows? This has been very nice. So, yeah, thank you for listening, and, yeah, hopefully I'll be more active on these parts. So, yay!